good.
What are you trying to talk shit?
Okay, go ahead.
Welcome back to the South Shore Podcast. I am your host, Booze Logan back. O'Brien, joined as always, by my two incredibly intelligent and slim boys, Dan Hall and Scotty Sweeney, and then we got this big dumb asshole, Tyler Swain, and a special guest, also incredibly intelligent, slim boy, Zach Stewart, everybody.
Thank you.
Stop clapping.
Oh, sorry.
You can't boss. Tell me what to do. Don't even try telling
don't
me.
Don't even try telling me.
I'm telling you. Oh, and sorry. And sponsored as always by Canteen Vodka. If you can, Yateen.
Drink it up, baby.
That's what we
are
say.
Are you guys writing your own script for that?
That's right. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Nope, that's in the copy.
They have no
please
idea that this is happening.
they
will send
please
us a legal. Cease and desist.
Must be
16-year-old.
Age verified. U.S.
You must be 16 of age. 16 years.
You must be. You must be 19 or younger.
Oh God! I had a good canteen Easter. Actually, I got hammered off canteen.
Really?
Yeah. I was at Mr. Canteen's
off
house,
Ruby so. Red.
No, I was drinking the. They have Cantinas, like a tequila mix.
I've never. Oh. Cantinas. Yeah. See, I stopped drinking before branding. This. Like new.
Yes.
Alcohol started coming out. So like,
no,
what's
you didn't.
It taste like?
Yeah, no, you had like you were at the tail end of White Claw.
White Claw was around.
But this is like a new generation.
This is like a whole, thank you, Zach. This is like, there's all sorts of stuff going on out there.
Zach, I have a question for you. And you know, if you don't want to answer it, that's fine. But
will you kiss me?
who do you think is the cutest social media?
I honestly thought that would be one of the questions you asked me. And I was like, what's going to be my asshole response?
There's a, I guess I'll call him a comic, even though nobody really thinks he's funny, but is a guy that old wife, he said they never would perform oral sex on each other because he didn't like eating pussy, but also his dick was too big for her mouth. Now, one time the hens were all hanging out and they did a competition to see who could fit a White Claw can like further into their mouth. And his wife destroyed the competition. Yeah.
Really?
Do we believe
that
dick is bigger than a White Claw can?
Why is this directed to Zach?
Because he's gay.
I would be the only one who'd be able to figure this out.
I'm like, do you think there's a dick out there that's like a White Claw can?
Well, it's like you gotta think like circumference.
That's so thick.
And you have to think angle.
She's lying.
Because if it's curved at all, that's gonna be affecting things too.
Okay.
Because if you're going straight down, it's like it's more. I'm using my engineering degree more. The fact that I'm gay.
The straight part of your brain.
You're building a dick in CAD.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, let me see the dimensions.
You're like that fucking meme of Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover. He's like seeing all the numbers.
Yeah. But I also was like, sticking a White Claw down your throat isn't really a blowjob. That's not like the same thing.
That's just like a how big can you get your mouth competition.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. But
which
it's like,
which like, Zach, if you want to go head to head right now,
turn off the camera.
You should see me with that.
if you want to go head for head. I just don't believe his dick is like to say his dick was too big for his wife's mouth, and then his wife can deep throat a White Claw can.
I think long would be an issue.
I think there's a lot of lying going on in that.
Yeah, that's what I think so too.
Takes off the years of cheating and manipulation,
the divorce, all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't think there's any truth going on.
I don't know this man, so I don't want to call him a liar. I don't want to say anything. But like,
you can call him a liar. Nobody likes him.
Well, I like him.
I'm just saying. I don't think you really. It doesn't. Blowjob doesn't really work like that.
Yeah,
like you're not like it's not a like a gobbling competition. It's not like
it's not
like you can fit at least the head in.
Yeah, it's not like,
you can do a bad job.
You can do
like
some good stuff without having to ever even go to the base.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can work around it.
Yeah, like, she's sucking dick like an anaconda.
I'm like, let me show you. Hold on.
She's sucking dick like an anaconda. She just like gets a little and then she's like,
that'd be sick to get blown from an anaconda.
What a risky move. You're like, all right, just the dick. Half your body's like, in the mouth. You're like, damn it, dude. I told you just the dick, Anaconda.
No funny stuff, Anaconda.
You're like this, and you're like, yeah, that feels good.
This snake's up to my neck. I'm getting so sucked right now. Fucking
is
this
what called my Getty neck?
Oh, shit, it's coiling around me.
Like, just right there, right there, right there. Don't stop. And you're like,
oh boy. You're like, I'm such a freak.
You come and you're like, well, I definitely immediately regret this decision. I think I'm gonna die.
This is a good segue into a topic I had.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever tried to suck your own pud?
No.
We're switching dick to pud, so I don't
like pud at all. That is such an ugly
word. Yeah. Pud. I have a pud's pud. Bad. That's the difference.
That's bad.
My name is Pud.
Yeah. A pud is definitely like bigger at the base than at the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a chode.
I think it's different than a chode.
Okay, I don't have a pud.
No, it's a chode.
It's a podcast.
I just have a tiny penis.
Yeah, I'm not gonna call dicks a pud, but I am going to call Dan a pud from now on.
My name is Pud. That's sick.
My name is Pud. My name.
Anyway, have you?
No. Well, obviously, I tried to suck my dick. Back when you heard like the things about like Marilyn Manson and stuff.
Yeah.
I'd be like, could I? Like, I would try, but come on, look at me. Not happening.
Yeah, I mean, I can barely do a sit-up. I'm not getting my fucking head all the way down.
Is that Mana? Yeah.
I mean... there's just no way.
I think you can say no doubt.
What do you mean try?
I'm doing it now.
My dick is actually so big. It's really not even that hard. Like I just like kind of like lean over a little bit and I'm like, wow, there it is.
The reason I bring it up.
That's the noise.
Yeah. I just give it a little
like kissing your aunt on the cheek.
I'm giving a butterfly kiss.
That's cute as hell.
Don't give a dick butterfly kisses.
Give me your penis. Just like
it's just me and my dick, Eskimo like, you know, kisses. In a photo booth shoot. Like, just me and my dick being weird in the photo booth.
Asking someone to blink on your dick. Anyway, when I was like 13 years old, I was watching Clerks, and they talk about how a guy died from trying to suck his own dick.
Huh.
So then what I did was I Googled how to suck your own dick, because like I did obviously.
On dial-up?
Yeah, no, I'm a young boy.
I hit up AOL.
Dan was like, Mom, get off the phone. I have to look something up.
Do fucking research, Mom.
I asked Jeeves how to suck my own dick.
Jeeves like,
and he's like,
doing?
I can help.
Yeah, Jesus, like, kind of gay, bro.
Disgusting.
Real side note, I didn't understand.
Hold on. I like to imagine Dan was trying to suck his own dick. His mom opened the door, and she's like, let me help you, honey. She's, like, pushing on his back. She's like, come on, Pud, get down there.
Okay, they call him Pud. I'm back in. Yeah.
My whole family calls him Pud.
Oh, Puddy's here. Good.
I used to think Jeeves was a real guy. Did you think that ever?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
In the computer?
I used to go, Jeeves, how old are you? Yeah. I thought it was like ChatGPT is now almost.
No, you thought there was just a guy on the other end of the computer.
No, I thought it was a robot.
I will give you, thought he was a character on a show already. Like he came from previous fame.
Okay.
Like he was a cartoon character from something else.
Jeeves.
And then Jeeves became... the search engine guy. Like, he was looking for work as a cartoon character. Yeah, I could see that.
As a cartoon, he, like, quit his day job.
Yeah, he's like, it's hard to find work for actors my age. He's drawing me older.
He's
old British cartoons like me have to fucking go to this.
He's the guy from Seinfeld when, like, the
butler episode when he has to get the butler. I was going to do Carlton, so... or
that's not...
What is the butler in... Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
That's
Jeffrey.
Ask Jeffrey.
No, I definitely thought it was a guy, though.
So I Googled.
What? Yeah, well, it is a guy. There's a picture of the.
No, but I thought that I'd be like, how long?
Oh, you thought it was a guy.
And then some guy would be like, Tyler, 12 inches.
You're talking about the gender of Jeeves? Or you're talking about the.
I thought he was saying the gender, but he's just saying he thought it was actually just a guy.
Okay.
Do you remember Smarter Child?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like so worried that AI is going to be like, we remember how you treated us when you were in middle school.
The slurs I would say to Smarter Child.
I asked AI how the world was going to... I was having a whole thing with AI last night, and it was like, I'm not going to fucking do anything.
I love that Dan, like... Dan's an awful texter.
I am.
He's fine.
Well, no, I just mean like as far as like he might not respond for like hours, or he'll be like, I didn't even read that. Like,
I do that.
But then he just talks to fucking ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's my friend.
Would you ever like date AI if it got to that point?
No, but I talk to them about like anything. Like I talk
them?
To yeah.
That's kind of good though. There's like some emotional intimacy there. Like
Dan's like, so how was your day?
ChatGPT's
like, I am a fucking computer programmer. I didn't have a day.
I'm like, are you Scarlett Johansson?
I'm asking Dan serious questions. He's asking AI. Like, what is fucking?
That's how you know AI is a man. Because if AI was a woman, you'd ask a question, you'd be like, oh my God, so get to the fucking point.
It does the app a lot.
Are you
we don't
fucking
care what the other
serious like that?
We don't care what the other robot said about you at work.
You know what I do? Text.
Women be shopping.
You know the hens be clucking, dude.
That was just, you know how I know God's a man joke with AI.
If God was a lady, the world would never have gotten built. It'd be a bunch of shopping malls.
You know what I was thinking yesterday, actually, was... The name Gabby for a woman is so mean.
He's bad.
Like, ooh. Your parents just like, this bitch is never going to stop talking. She's going to be gabbing for
what
a day.
What was her follow-up name? Yapping too much?
Gabrielle Yappy.
Guys, let me
beautiful
get back.
Names.
I Googled how to suck my own dick, because this is wild.
Oh,
this,
I
is,
forgot.
This,
this
is nuts. So you don't just do it. Like, I mean, like, you know, if you have a pud like myself, mm-hmm. you have to. So you
puddle of mud.
Pud. You lay your back on the floor,
put
right?
Two D's, like pull them on. I'm done.
You lay your back on the floor, right? And then you stick your legs up onto the wall, so you're at a perpendicular angle.
I
okay?
don't. Okay, but keep
listen,
going.
Listen.
Yep, sorry.
And then you slowly nudge your body up the wall, so you're like almost on your shoulders.
Okay.
And then your body flips over. Your
this is the most scientific thing you've ever done by like leaps and bounds.
Yeah, this is the closest Dan's come to understanding physics in his life.
Yeah.
Your body like curl. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I
so
get
almost you're like, too well.
Yeah, like theoretically, I understand what you're saying, but like, it is fucking retarded.
A fellow engineer,
a thinker.
So I'm like, you curl over, and yeah. then you push. And that's how you're supposed to be able to suck your own dick.
God, I love
that. I still did not make it.
You tried this.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were this like a week ago. Jesus
no,
Christ.
No, no. I know I can't do it.
Yeah. He was like, he was talking to ChatGPT about it. He's like, I keep trying. Is there any stretches now?
Dan's just at yoga class, and they're like, no, downward dog. He's like, I'm working on something.
I'm doing my own thing over here.
Dan, like, exhausted, taking off his bifocals. Like, I just can't fucking figure it out.
I was so close, though, you know?
Yeah.
My little pud.
Hey, pud.
It was, like, nuts because I did it in my family's TV room downstairs at, like, 2 a.m., so I imagine
God,
my mom
I
opening the door, being like, "Jesus fucking!"
Yeah,
God.
I hope you're
having a nightmare.
Just ass naked, upside yeah. down.
I hope you're
not in the rumpus room.
Yeah, just like.
I hope your parents had like a nanny cam.
I was like,
just like, oh, there's some movement in the living room.
That's
it's just Dan trying
did
to
you
suck
stay
his
up
dick.
All night.
Yeah, to beat okay. off.
I wasn't sure if you like woke up. And
so
you
back,
like,
I have
yeah, it was Christmas. I was waiting for Santa.
Look, I'm a good boy.
I'm all upside down.
You hear the reindeer on the roof. Santa.
Yeah. you're waiting for Santa. You're like. So I have some questions about how you fit down the chimney. I feel like this could be relevant information for what I'm trying to get going over
I pop
here.
Pop my putt out. I go, he is real.
Well, you're like, Dan, Santa, I don't have any cookies, but I do have something else.
This tiny putt. Anyway, so you guys didn't do that?
No.
All no.
right. Aren't you supposed to?
Do you think Santa could, you know, like the way like in the movies, like he can fit down any chimney no matter
it's
how
magic.
Small it is? You think he could like slide in your ass?
Yeah, in the ass.
If I decorated my ass as a chimney, of
yes,
course.
Yes, I think Santa.
That'd be such a good bit, dude. You're just laying on the roof like dressed like a chimney
yeah.
with your ass.
Santa, land here.
Like, God, I hope Santa doesn't shimmy down this chimney.
That'd be sick.
Cut to him inside your ass like, oh, they got me.
He's easily.
You've been a naughty boy.
He's
tricking Santa to think your ass was a chimney.
He's leaving dildos like toys just like in your ass.
I would like to say miracle. All of you think about getting fucked in the ass more than me. Like, that's fucking embarrassing for you.
Well, that's because we have to think about it. You,
what? I'm not getting fucked yeah, because in the ass. I'm having Santa go down my ass like a chimney.
Oh, true. Yeah. It's not an in and out.
No, not gay at all. It's the Christmas spirit.
All of Santa is in your ass.
Yeah.
Like no. The reverse anaconda situation. Your ass is the anaconda now.
Exactly. It's like a Pinocchio and the whale. That's how Santa is in my ass.
It's actually like it's actually like when Plankton took over SpongeBob. Like Santa's now in control of your body.
He's like ratatouille-ing you through your ass.
Yeah,
I like all this. Yeah,
I like all
you ruined Christmas again.
That's actually how the toys get made. He goes up the ass of one elf and then he just overworks it until it dies and then he moves on to the next one.
How the Grinch. Oh, Christmas decorates his ass like a chimney.
The Grinch goes to steal Christmas, and Santa's like going up his ass. He's like, no, I'll give it back. I'm sorry.
There's Santa in your ass.
Fuck it. Fuck it. No,
the
singing
was good, though. I will. No. Yeah, I'm like.
No, I'm in my own world right now. I'm loving this idea of the Grinch. Yeah.
His dick grew 3 sizes. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
We're back. Yeah. Thank you. He's in. It's you have to remove time. A rib to suck your dick.
Oh, yeah, hold on, full circle.
Yep,
the Grinch's dick grew 3 inches that day, and then he could very easily suck his own dick.
Ooh. Nice.
Okay, and then he's happy again.
He's up against the wall, all flipped.
Yeah, because
yeah,
the big Grinch grin. And he can.
His hair, like the way it turned into a heart, it just gets like rock hard, like just straight up.
But yeah, like.
We're talking the Inch. How the Inch stole Christmas, dude.
If you could suck your own dick, you're faced with the dilemma. Like, it's like, what do I suck my own dick on?
Like
Greg
every
now?
Day now?
It does seem like work. You know, like.
It's insane.
This is going to probably. I don't like that I'm about to say this. You know, you ever been 69 with somebody and, like, they can't.
I'm out.
Like, they're enjoying it, like, to the point that they kind of, like, are giving up on their
you're
end.
Like, hey.
Yeah,
this is a two-way street here, sweetheart.
You know, I'm just imagining like you sucking your own dick and you're like start sucking. You're like, oh, so good. You like can't get it done because you're just like every time you're like, God, I'm pretty good at this actually. What
you slow down because you're having such a good time of yourself. This is a real.
It's a real catch-22.
Yeah, you fall into your own asshole and you're like,
oh my God, you broke the time continuum.
Santa's in here.
So, Zach, you're an engineer. Let's invent something and go on Shark Tank.
Ooh. What kind of engineer are you?
I don't know if you heard earlier. I'm a dick engineer.
Butt engineer?
Butt engineer?
Dan likes to think of himself as an idea guy.
I'm an ideas guy. Man. I'll pitch in the room.
Are you actually an engineer?
Yeah, chemical engineering.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
We got to make like a lotion or something.
Yeah.
A jerk lotion. Jerk lotion.
This is just a proposition.
Oh, my God. This is great. We're going to have to cut this out. A lotion that's only made for jerking.
That's I think they call that lube.
Fuck.
No, but it's not.
But it's like it Dream moisturizes thing. Your dick as you do it. And it's called, like, you market it like the way, like, Harry's are like.
W Dick 40.
What's the ball shaver?
Manscaped.
Manscaped. You do it like that, where it's like, are you fucking sick of using your mom's lotion?
Your mom's spit? Gross, Dan.
So, Zach, we got that as an idea?
Yeah, I mean, I get so many targeted ads for those sort of things, and they're so condescending.
Yeah.
I have one for, like, a bidet right now, and they're like, do not wipe your ass.
I like the lotion. They're like, is your dick dry as hell?
Yeah, you got a crusty old dick.
Yes. We know that thing ain't been seeing any moisture lately.
But you could definitely market this as, like, a self-care tool.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that? There was, like, that parody article of these guys, and it was, I think they said it was in Somerville, where they had like artisanal ball hair shavers. Whoa. And it was like a joke article, but I read the whole thing and I was like, this has to be real.
Like, yeah, this is a good idea.
Yeah, I was like, someone's doing this. Someone is.
I think Manscaped does have like the settings for like trimming your balls.
Yeah, of course.
I gotta get some of those.
There's
I'm
no
shaving mine
me.
With a straight razor down there.
Yeah?
I'm like Sweeney Todd.
You're upside down. Upside down at the barber chair? How's your day?
Still trying to flip your legs over. You're like, well, while we're here, I might as well see if I've gotten any more.
A little
flexible.
More off the top, Tony.
How about Steve Sweeney Todd?
Steve. Ooh, hell yeah. He's like. That's his whole act.
He's like,
joke for like two people. It's a long way to go for that.
He's like, here's my impression of a black guy giving you a haircut. It's like, shit, man. Yeah, I'm gonna do five on the sides.
That's what Steve Sweeney would do.
Well, he does that joke where he does like if Santa was every other race and just
Santa
goes,
was in your ass.
Goes one
to,
by one through offensive impressions. Sorry, you guys not want to talk about Steve Sweeney, Todd, the Demon Street Barber of
That's
Quincy.
All I want to talk about.
What about Scott Sweeney, Todd?
Ooh. Oh.
Hello.
What would that be like?
He cuts your throat and he's like,
there we go. Okay.
I mean, I'm in.
Cool. All right.
Good. All right. Next topic.
I'm like, I should have a thing for that.
Yeah, nothing really happened.
So catch us live 4:18. Everybody will be at Hideout Comedy. We watch Mission Impossible. You ever seen those?
Yeah, they're the greatest.
You seen Mission Impossible?
No.
You seen Mr. Impossible?
I think at one point.
Three?
Three the best
the
one.
The third one. That's
three,
the one
three's not three. The best one, but that is when they like started cooking.
Yeah, that's okay. What he said. It's really good. I like become spies.
Try what? Are they good movies?
They're
yeah.
sick.
Yeah.
I've never seen
three
them, yeah.
three through the last well, three through the one before the last one are like incredible. The last one was okay.
It's unreal.
One's pretty good, two is dog shit.
Were they out when we were kids?
The first one was like 95 or something, and then The second one was like 2002, and then like it took 5 years, and then they started like cranking them out.
Okay, I think I've seen them. I was like a big FX boy growing up, so okay. I'm
FX
sure I've seen.
Has the movies. Remember that?
Okay. FX has sick. Sneaky has the like movies. Some of the best TV shows.
Yes, it does.
Always Sunny.
Always Sunny.
Sons of Anarchy.
Nope.
Sons of Belichick.
Sons of
Belichick. Sorry, guy walking down the street with the Sons of Belichick.
Story. Four brothers.
No.
Sopranos.
I was thinking like The effect. Shield. Fucking
Family Guy.
Fargo. You're the Worst. Justified.
Oh, You're the Worst is really good.
So good. I try to get
the
everybody to watch that. They never fucking watch
South
it.
South Park.
I rewatched
South
it in
Park's
the
not.
Yeah. Zach, what's your favorite show?
Very good.
What's my favorite show ever?
Right now, on TV that you're watching.
That I'm watching right now?
Yeah.
I'm watching that new show on Apple TV called Palm Royale with Kristen Wiig. And, like, that's pretty fun.
That I saw, like, a poster for that show.
I'm like,
that,
our in-house.
A lot of watch this Apple TV shows.
Is that a comedy?
It's like a comedy, but it's a little bit of like, it's like she's trying to make it in society. it's like very much for the girls. But it's like she's trying to make it in society in Palm Springs. And she's just like. Like figuring out people's secrets. Almost feels like a Desperate Housewives show.
Okay.
I'm glad I started watching that because if you asked me a week ago, I would have been like, me and my boyfriend were watching Downton Abbey.
Hello. That's sick. Kristen Wiig?
Yeah.
You like Babe. Yeah. I like her.
Yeah.
A goofy broad?
She's all right.
Yeah. I love a goofy broad.
Last name's Wiig.
Yeah, it's a stage name. It's
I
fun.
Like that.
It's
I
like Tom Cruise. Cruise isn't his last name. It's Mapo there.
Well, then I guess I don't want to fuck Tom Cruise anymore.
It's Mapo there.
Mepother?
It's like the word map and then other put together.
Mepother.
Mepother.
That's not
your,
true.
Your
yes, it is.
Is your last Cruise. Name real?
Paul?
Hall?
Hall, yeah.
Hall, H-A-L. Yeah, it's a real name.
Because yeah. that could also be a state because it's like easy. You know what
Dan
I mean?
Dan Hall.
Like,
I don't have easy name.
His middle name, his middle name is actually Hot Dog Inna.
Stupid.
I'm like, oh, because I have a tiny penis. Okay. I'm like, because
the vaginas
are huge?
No, because you have a huge
Oh, my asshole.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I take everything at face value, though. I'm like, oh, Tom Cruise, that's not his last name?
Yeah.
That is
Vin
last
Diesel,
name.
That's
Dan
not his last name?
Up.
No, his father was an abusive, belittling man, and that's what made the greatness in Tom Cruise.
Mr.
But
Mavitha?
Then also he wanted to separate himself from his father, so he chose the name Cruise. And that's just like a cool-ass
Dear
name.
Dear Daddy. That's pretty sick.
What?
No, I'm singing.
Okay.
Isn't it weird that Martin Sheen's real name is Martin Estevez and
folks, guy just up and left to grab White Claws. The competition to our beautiful sponsor went off screen to grab him.
Isn't it weird that Martin Sheen's name is Martin Estevez, but he changed it to Sheen for like a stage name and then Charlie Sheen took.
Where are you going now? What the fuck?
Oh, give me one, I guess. Whatever. Wait, actually, no, I don't want one. Martin Sheen's name is Martin Estevez, but he changed it to Sheen to be like more palatable name for like movie stardom, and then Charlie Sheen took his stage name, but then Emilio Estevez stayed with the regular name.
Yeah, what a weird happening.
Emilio!
Are they related?
Wait, Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez are brothers.
You should be drinking that White Claw. You should really? Be having canteen lime and, vodka.
Full
like,
brothers or half bro? Brothers?
That I don't know. I think they're full brothers, but I could be wrong on that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
God damn it. That's no, not watermelon. Oh, wait. No, I had this the other... Dude, you know what? I drank this the other night fully thinking it was a grapefruit flavor, and my taste buds like completely adapted to what I thought it was. What
do you want that one, or do you want the black cherry? Because the black cherry is one of the best-selling flavors at Canteen.
I'll do black cherry, I guess. Zach, do you want one?
Would you like a Canteen vodka soda?
I'm good right now.
Get the fuck
Zach,
off
do you
know? No, I'll do a black cherry. I'll do okay, black. Yeah, no, the power peer pressure.
Yeah, you don't really have to, but here you go.
I'm surprised how little yeah, we've heard from Charlie Sheen.
It's a little
recently.
Afternoon, right?
Charlie Sheen, man, that was so fucking annoying when Charlie Sheen like flew off the handle on that interview and everybody started being like, winning, yeah. I have tiger's blood.
Winning.
So like, yeah, this isn't funny. This guy like is having severe mental issues.
I thought
he's
it was
a
funny.
Huge cokehead, right?
Yeah, he ruled. He had AIDS, right?
He has AIDS, yeah.
I think it's HIV.
HIV?
Yeah. He has HIV?
Yeah, that was a whole thing.
We're like, he has AIDS, Dan. No reaction. Like, no, I think it's HIV. What? What? He has the more treatable one.
He got the boot from Two and a Half Men, right? Mm-hmm. From all that behavior.
He talked shit about the guy that created the show, Chuck Lorre. Who, for being honest, like a lot of people were like, if I could go back in time, I'd kill Hitler. Mm-hmm. I would kill Chuck Lorre
instead of Hitler. Or?
Yeah, Lorre. I think he's done more damage to society than Hitler did.
We talked about. Let's.
I think Hitler brought everyone together to like take him down. I feel like Chuck Lorre.
You don't
Lorre,
have to
like,
argue against Hitler. you don't have to like argue him. For Hitler. You can just argue against
yeah,
this guy.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, I just want to make it clear. I don't like Hitler. But okay, I think Chuck Lorre.
Oh, Hitler had a few good.
Responsible for worse things, dude. You know, 6 million Jews. Very sad. The Big Bang Theory. Much sadder. You think?
I have to disagree. No. I'm so sorry.
And now you throw young Sheldon in. It's like the scales are...
Two and a half
you.
Men.
I stand with you, Logan.
Yep.
Two and a half men's good?
Nope.
Big Bang
no,
Theory?
No, it's not. Ew. You like Two and a Half Men?
It's on.
I think that's about as many pictures.
I'm more of a King of Queens guy.
I think.
Oh, I love King of Queens.
King of Queens is good. Here's my thing. I think Chuck Lorre... He seems like a Lori. Dan Schneider kind of personality to me. He's cool. Like been
he's
created
he's
a bunch
like,
of shows, and I feel like he probably fucked some kids while he was doing it.
I bet he's pushing.
You hear that, Chuck Lorre? Yeah. I'm fucking on to you, bro.
But
I know you're on the flight logs.
Bet you wish you were Hitler, Chuck Lorre. Then Lori would love you so much.
Yeah, then I would spare
he
you.
Would fucking love you. Yeah. You'd be spared as a baby if you were Hitler, Chuck Lorre, whoever you are.
Lori.
Whatever. I don't know this
I've
guy.
I've corrected every time you guys have said it.
I'm sorry.
It's like,
so
get
much.
My hero's name right.
Chuck Lorre, yeah.
Chuck Lorre?
God, yeah. That face.
Fuck that guy.
What
Who
are you doing?
I'm looking up what he's in. The Two and a Half Men, The Big Bang Theory, Dharma and Greg, Young Sheldon, Mom.
Yeah, you're right. This guy an abomination.
Worse than Hitler.
Mike and Molly, disjointed. Sybil? Oh, my
Bates,
God. Grace
Under
Fire. He wrote on Roseanne. Bats. My Two Dads?
Darlene.
Is that a show?
This guy's
why
caked
you look up.
Up
at me when My Two Dads? You like that one?
Is that your favorite show right now?
Yeah. I'm like, from 1978 to 1982, wherever the fuck it was.
I'm like, Zach, tell me about this gay show, My Two Dads.
That sounds like such a fake show. Was that real?
When Marcy Bradford dies, she leaves her teenage daughter Nicole in the custody of two ex-boyfriends, straight-laced formal Michael and wild artist Joey.
Wait, but so they don't have a gay relationship, though?
Not yet.
I mean, look
it's
at that.
Well, they won't, they, I feel.
They will. Look at them.
They will. They
look
will.
At that stash.
I know Paul. Oh, my God. Hold on. Dick Butkus.
What?
Like the football
that.
Player? Giovanni Ribisi.
Homosexuality was such not a thing in the 80s. Yeah. They were like, this isn't a gay show.
No, it's just two dudes having
like,
a family.
We got a guy
together.
Named Dick Butkus on the show. The two dads yeah. Raising a family.
Dick Butkus.
Nothing weird about
kid
that.
With another guy. He's not gay.
Dom Iero was on there.
Wow.
Can't stop
burping. It's a sign of a good day.
Yeah.
What is the summary of My Two Dads? Do they have like a long
Scotty,
one?
I just said it.
Did you? Can you read it again? Can you read it one more
Can
time?
Can you read it again? for the folks at home. Yeah. So nice, he reads it twice.
When Marcy Bradford dies, she leaves her teenage daughter Nicole in the custody of two ex-boyfriends, straight-laced formal Michael and wild artist Joey.
That's why I forgot. It's too long.
It's one sentence. Yeah. Yeah.
It's literally an elevator pitch.
Scott still doesn't know it.
I immediately forgot it both times.
Yeah, 10 minutes is going to go by, and this guy's going to be like, did we ever figure out what that show was about?
My two gals.
My two gals. I feel like every sitcom starts with like a parent dying.
Dying. I was just
going
to say
there's got to be a dead parent.
And they never really process the grief. It's like Full
the
House.
The whole show is based on
Yeah, the mom's dead in Full House, and it's never like that big of a deal.
No, it's like, now I have to be a parent, I guess. And I was like, what were you doing before?
Yeah.
I know, they're like,
oh, fuck, now I have the wife's job. God damn it.
They're like, oh, what a sweet show about this guy and like his family coming together. It's like, no, it's about this guy is so bad at being a dad, he had to move like 8 other adults into his house to take care of the kids.
Fuck, I got 3 of these things?
It's a full... Yes, Dad. I was about to be like, oh my God, it's so full.
Yeah, they have
that. I was like, that's a great name for the show.
They have a weird like there's the uncle that like plays fucking guitar and like thinks he's
they
the
were
man.
Call
he's
it
like
my
acting
three
like
dads.
Elvis.
They're like, we'll show you. Yeah. 2 dads, that ain't shit.
Yeah, it's 3 men and 4 babies.
3 men and 4 babies.
Yeah, there's a lot of men raising baby stuff back in the day.
It's funny because it's like such a like they you can't do that show with a woman. They're, like, they're just like, yeah, no, like that's what women do. They're mom.
The 90s was like,
but they're like, this is crazy. It's just dad. Can you believe a guy's taking care of things?
There's 3 of them and they're still fucking it up.
I guess we're having ice cream for dinner again. When did
dad
CPS
rule?
Come?
Yeah,
but then Chuck Lorre made mom, so.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Fucking, they're so bad at like being adults to the kids. Fucking, you know, one of them gets one of the girls gets pregnant, and Uncle Joey's like, "Cut it out,
DJ. You need to get an abortion."
Okay, boy.
And Uncle Jesse's like, "Don't. You'll never fucking tell anybody who got you pregnant."
Whoa!
Wow, that was
so
an Uncle Jesse
dark.
Molested the kids joke.
Not cool,
yes.
Dude. Mary Kate Ashley stuff.
Uncle Jesse molested me. How rude! Yeah.
Jesus.
No, there's nothing funny about any. No, honestly, there's nothing funny about any of that though.
Isn't one of the Olsons like Olsen? Like the third one?
Elizabeth Olsen.
Is she out and about?
She's on WandaVision.
She's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Is she a babe?
Yeah. Actually, she's not anymore.
Does she look like an alien like they do?
No, whoa, dude. Don't take shots of the Olsen twins like that.
I am.
She is like the hot one now, for sure.
not like on Full House.
Ask me in the 90s. It's a whole.
It was age appropriate at the time. All right, I grew up with them, so it was dead straight across.
Were you like one of those?
Technically, I think they're older than me. So,
ooh, you're into older ladies, like right, sexy yeah. Olsen twins. Were you ever a Mary Kay and Ashley guy?
I loved them. I wasn't a big Full House guy, but I did
not
like
sexually.
Oh, yes. Like I don't understand.
Like their movies, yeah. like Island in the Sun.
I like the one where they were detectives.
I like when they go camping.
Billboard.
Yours is getting weird. And then you're like, I like when they go camping.
Well, no, I don't like. I mean, like they're the same age as me. They're older than you. They're way older than me. I'm 25.
They like a Parent Trap style movie, right?
I don't think so.
Nope, that's
I know that's Lindsay Lohan.
I was blown away.
Did something like that.
They did something.
Where they took advantage of the fact that there's 2 of them.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Like,
what I think it's called like Double Trouble.
No, It Takes 2.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
It Takes 2?
I was blown away.
I've never seen any of these movies.
Lindsay Lohan wasn't a twin. Because that was like the first time I'd ever seen her, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? There's not 2 of these?
I remember thinking that too.
I remember.
Oh, there was Lindsay Lohan, there was 2-1 thing that I was
hell yeah.
Her puds.
She has some big old titties.
Watching The Parent Trap, I don't know. I was like that age, so it's okay. And there's that scene when she loses strip poker and has to jump into the water naked.
Fuck.
You see nothing, and I was like, that is so sexy.
Yes.
That she's in the water
I feel
naked.
Very similar about that scene. Yeah. I got to go to the bathroom. From real quick.
Yeah.
Who is did you have like a celebrity crush as a kid?
Yeah.
Who
Chris O'Donnell and Batman.
Oh, okay.
Robin, Batman yes. and Robin, when Batman and Robin had nipples.
Okay. Yeah.
That shit rocked.
Mr. Freeze, Batman.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Like, does nipples. His laundry gymnastically. That's probably like something.
And then
Scotty's like, let me pull something real deep from Batman and Robin.
Did you also beat off the laundry scene?
It's pretty sick.
He also was in Fantastic Four, and there was like maybe a couple years later.
Chris O'Donnell?
Yeah.
I thought that was Chris Evans.
Oh, I've been confusing them. I'm like all of them. Throw Pratt in there, too.
Wait a second. He's not gay.
isn't there one more? Chris Pratt. Oh, Chris Pine.
Chris Pine.
Yes, Chris Evans.
He's not that attractive. Hemsworth.
And Chris Pratt. Did we already say
Chris
that?
Chris Hemsworth.
Fuck.
Yeah,
Chris
the brother.
Jericho.
Yeah.
No, of Thor.
Yeah.
Chris Benoit.
No, it's Liam.
Chris Brown.
Is Chris Hemsworth? Yeah. No, it's holy shit. Cool. What's Thor's name?
Liam Hemsworth.
Chris
no.
Jericho?
Liam Hemsworth is it Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah.
Chris Post.
Why is that like rocking my world? I forgot his name's Chris.
I can't think.
There's three Chris's in the Avengers.
Mad. It's Chris. A few Chris's I can think of.
Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, and
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley.
No, and Chris Pratt. Are you what?
I'm really into this girl. There's a band called Lawrence. You ever heard of them?
No.
They're pretty cool, and I'm in love with the lead singer.
It's Chris. Why is that?
Is her name?
I feel like I'm being like Mandela affected or something. Like I completely forgot his name.
Chris Hardwick.
What's weird is it's Liam and something else, the other brother.
Chris. Liam Hemsworth?
But there's another brother. There's a third Hemsworth brother.
It's also Chris.
What? There's two Chris's?
There's two Chris's.
Get the fuck
there's
out of here.
There's two Chris Hemsworths?
Yeah, they were like Chris 1 and Chris 2. Chris Jr.
Oh my God. The other night at the Laugh Osno mic, there was a girl wearing like a red shirt with like a white like circle logo on it. And I was like, what's up, Thing 1? And then
you said that to her?
Yeah, and I
do you know her?
This just made me think because you said Chris 1, Chris 2.
Wait, what?
No, I was it's a fucking open mic. I was just like
fucking
with
stage.
The audience.
Yeah. Is she like walking? Okay.
No, yeah, no, there's like a comic being like, I'd like to put my name in. Like a new comic you're
okay,
just being a dick.
No.
This person was like an audience member, but they had I am about to not look very good. The shirt. Then I recognized, like, I really looked at it, and I was like, are you wearing a Bazinga t-shirt? And it was, like, Sheldon, and it said Bazinga. And I was like, oh, you should kill yourself. And her boyfriend was like, whoa. And I was like, oh, I'm just kidding.
You're like, never mind, Thing 1.
Remember when I said that? You should stay alive.
she was like, Big Bang Theory saved my life. And I was like,
did she
that
say
is
that?
Sad. Yeah.
I want Hitler to live. Let me tell you my theory. Now, Zach, I know you do it on stage, but can you please tell the porn story that you tell?
Yes, I
yes,
can,
please.
I can do
have
that.
You heard this?
No.
This is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. Sorry,
in
go ahead.
In high school,
take it.
I got this computer virus on my computer, and it printed out 70 pages of gay porn.
Pages.
Amen. Like, amen. You're among friends. You don't have to blame it on like the virus.
No, it was the virus. But the thing was, I had that virus for a long time, and I'd be like, "Fuck again!" Like I tell that story, and I'm like, "It happened one time." I have like 4 or 5.
You just hear the printer rearing up. You're like, "Fuck, fuck, fuck, fuck,
fuck, fuck yeah!"
It's every frame of a movie.
Yeah. Well, it was like back. Do you remember when they had like porn blogs?
Yeah.
It was that. So it would like, I've already scrolled so far down because I'm looking at this regularly. So I'm like, I need a deep cut.
Yeah.
For this,
of course.
So it's just like pages, all the ink. I was like.
Yeah, like it was in color.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm like,
so clear.
It was like wet.
I'm like, what a what a printer this is. Yeah. Like,
so I'm, is it one of the early printers where it's like, like does it take a while? Or does it go? Boom?
I totally get what you mean.
Okay, yeah.
No, it was like a newer printer.
Okay,
it was a laser printer.
Yeah, it was like an inkjet. Like an HP.
Yeah, it was an Epson. Don't worry.
I was never like computer savvy, so eventually, I just didn't. Figure out how to get this virus on my computer. So I just take all the paper out of the printer anytime I went to jack off, and then I would like print something as a test. Like I just print like Word document.
And print it's like haunted. Why it's would just, it? It's just still spitting out like 100 pages. Yeah. Like, why? There's no paper in there.
My mom's
it's like a
bolt
form of paper.
The poltergeist scene with skateboard.
Yeah, it's like the scene in It where like the fucking like the picture comes alive and the clown's there, but it's just like an evil guy in the gay porn staring at you like, yeah, I'm gonna keep printing this.
So
that was a long walk. I'm sorry.
Anyways, this.
So I printed off all this porn, and my mom was going to come home in like 10, 15 minutes and know what the fuck to do. So I was like, I'm going to cut it up into tiny pieces. And just like really small. And I like, it was like, I remember being like very meticulous. Like I was like, I was like, okay, I don't even want the nipples, anything to look recognizable.
Paper
like,
shredder.
Yeah.
Manual paper shredder.
And I remember looking for a paper shredder. And I was like, I don't think I have time to figure this out, but I do have time to.
Staples. Like, excuse me, what do you think is best for discarding gay pornography?
They're like, we have a dumpster out back. Like, you know,
person to Staples, like, my mom's coming home in 50 minutes. I need a shredder for 70 pages of gay porn. What do you have?
This is like a creepy guy that works there. Just like by the dumpster. He's like, so you throw your gay porn out here very often?
He's like, this is my spot. Yeah. You can't throw your porn out here.
He goes, actually, you can just give it to me. I'll take care of it.
Are you like folding? Like you're making like a snowflake, so you're getting a bunch at once?
Yeah.
Are you
and
doing
I'm like,
multiple?
Or
I'm
looking, a gamey?
I'm looking through images because sometimes I'm like, oh, this is just words. So I'm like, bigger cuts.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, I'm not managing this.
Big words that say, like, anal.
Yeah.
During this, you're so hard.
Well, no, it's even worse than just anal because it's, like, the porn descriptors.
Oh, no.
So it's like, yes. Michael gets blown out and destroyed. Like, you know how they talk?
Yeah. They use they use buzzwords.
I saw one recently, and it goes, this boy's ass is doomed. And
he's
an
doomed?
Doomed? I was like... That's horrible.
Dude. Like curse?
Yeah, there was like existential implications to this gangbang. I was like, gosh.
This man's ass is haunted.
Whoa.
So
oh, that'd be sick, dude. They do like an exorcism on his ass and like all the demons start flying out of his ass.
Santa?
How'd you get in here?
So I cut it all up, and then I tried to flush it down the toilet.
Like all at what you just threw
no,
it all in?
No, I had a test batch. I was like, we're gonna try this. I'm a scientist. I was like, we're going to try this, and it immediately clogged the toilet.
This is where your love for engineering came from.
Yeah, I was like, there's got to be a better way. It's like flushable paper. That's why I'm a chemical engineer.
Oh, my God. We did it. We got to the Shark Tank idea.
Yeah, flushable paper.
Yeah.
It's like in Goodfellas when Karen's flushing all the coke down the toilet when the cops are coming in. He's like, Jesus Christ.
You print porn on toilet paper? That's it.
I think it's it.
We've done that, yeah.
A toilet paper printer.
Toilet paper printer, yeah.
You can print anything you want on there.
Whoa.
We'll talk about it after.
So the test batch, I clog the toilet. It's fucking demoralizing. It's very sad to unclog the toilet from porn. And then I'm like, I'm throwing buckets of hot water in the toilet. Really,
that's smart.
Yeah,
that's what you're supposed to do.
I was a big toilet clogger for most of
it. You're like, I asked Jeeves how to get it down.
Yeah,
there.
No, I knew. I've known from years of just like, but I was like, usually I like clogged it with shit, but this time I'm like, this is worse.
Like, this is crazy. This is gape porn.
So then I put the rest of like the porn fatty in like a Ziploc bag, and I hid it in my room. And I just like, my mom came home and she's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, oh, it's going great, but like, don't go in the closet. I have like a gift for you. I have a Christmas gift for you. And it was like fucking September. Yeah, it was like wild. She's like, okay. And then I
also don't go in the toilet. Yeah. I have more of a Christmas gift. I'm bad at hiding.
I'm also thinking like of like it was like too big of a dick in the porn. That's why I clogged the toilet. Like, damn, I knew I was too much of a size queen. Yeah.
I should have watched Average Size Man Has Nice Time. So then also I asked my mom to make me lunch, which she never did. I was just like, brought lunch to school. And I was like, make me lunch, brown paper bag. And she's like, specific instructions, but sure. She makes me the lunch, and then I put the porn in my backpack.
Yeah.
And then when I get to school, I put the porn in the lunch bag. And then I eat my sandwich, because like turkey sandwich, and like the porn's underneath. I eat my sandwich, and then I like throw it away in the trash at school, because I was like, no one's ever going to figure it out because it's at lunch, so it could be anybody's.
Yeah.
But then
I thought you were going to be like, oh, I accidentally ate the porn.
Oh, no, if I'm throwing away the turkey sandwich.
And then I have to shit it out, I clog the toilet again. Like, Jesus Christ.
But it's so.
I threw it out, but then I like ran out of the cafeteria. Like it was like embarrassing. Like everyone's like, "What?"
Like Naruto running out.
Yeah, literally. And it was like the bell had not rung. Like I was like, fuck, 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 fuck.
The drop is made.
They're like, did Zach just throw out a bunch of gay porn and run out of the lunchroom?
Well, I imagine it was like a trash bag. Just like
it's stuck to your foot.
It's flying out of the trash bag as you run to the lunchroom.
I think someone ate something weird. I don't know.
But I was afraid someone was going to like go through the trash and put it together. Like put all the little pieces together and be like, oh my God, it's a dick.
We have the Zodiac killer.
Yeah. It's the craziest kidnapper ever.
The IP address is at the bottom of it. We can track this back.
I so badly wish you tried to flush the porn in the school toilet. You're like, why did I think this would work?
I'm like, it's an industrial toilet.
Someone's in here.
But I had a lot of anxiety as a kid. I spent like 4 days after being like, okay, the trash has to be in the dumpster. They probably, when's trash day for them, they probably picked it up. There's no way, now that it's at the dump, there's no way they can trace it back to me. I think I'm in the clear.
You're like, you're like that guy that killed his wife last year. You're just like on Google, like how long before people won't know
how
that I threw
gay
away
porn
gay porn. They're like, we know it was you. We looked at your recent Google searches. Yeah.
Are trash men good at puzzles?
You light the dumpster on fire? You're like, I just need to make sure.
The whole school catches on fire. Yeah. Like, let me just never find out about the gay porn. I'm going to jail for something.
Yeah. They're like, yes, the defendant is charged with one count of arson and one count of being fucking gay.
It would be so funny. You look out your window, there's a cop holding up a... You know, a re-piece together.
All glued together.
Gay porn.
So we found this sticky image at the scene.
Fuck, they found me.
Fuck.
So did you ever get caught?
No.
That's good.
Until now.
Until now. We got him.
Officers.
We got him, folks. Yeah.
Consider this a confession.
I told my mom about it like years later. Because I'm like, did you know about this? And she goes, don't tell anybody this. And then I was like, I'm going to tell everybody.
She goes, yeah, I took a couple of the pictures. I wish you would like put them like it like framed somebody else.
Oh.
Put them in like your teacher's desk.
Or like the other gay kid. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I can take him out for the weekend. Like,
fucking dork.
I'm like, why'd you hang this in your locker?
Yeah. You're like, oh, look at this homo as gay porn.
I like the idea of you telling your mom, and she's like, oh, honey, your father used to do the same thing. He would print out straight porn and flush it down the toilet, bring it to school.
She's like, honey, I know you use my crafting scissors. They're all fucking wiggly.
Honey, you were signed into my Brazzers account.
Fuck, I love that story so much.
That's a great story.
I was thinking about, like, while we were just talking, and it was a thing that bombed, but what if they did, like, a reboot of It? But it was
You just did this, right?
No. They did a reboot of it, and the movie was like called They Them.
Okay.
And conservatives are like, the fucking woke, the woke people came for the clown, dude. They've ruined. There's nothing sacred.
I'm glad we went back to It.
They did make a gay horror film called They/Them.
Spooky.
Really?
They, yeah, wait, and it's like slash them.
They,
like,
well, it's said they. Like
the
slash,
yeah,
but it like they say They/Them to make it like a campy fun movie.
I'm into that.
I think me and Dennis put that on. Actually,
was it good?
I heard it's like kind of bad, but it's like a fun movie. It's just like a killer at like a gay conversion therapy camp.
Cool.
This is listen. If we don't like this, I get it. But you know the movie They Live.
Okay.
So the movie They Live, it's like Rowdy Roddy Piper finds these glasses. That when he puts them on, he sees like some people are aliens that are like presenting as humans. Mm.
So no, I don't even know. We're cutting this off. We are shutting this down. You're like, you said presenting, you said they. I know where we're going.
They them live, and you put on the glasses. You're like, oh, that's a man actually.
No, you're going straight to hell for that one.
John Carpenter's coming back to direct that.
He's like. He's like, I'm fucking sick and tired of men and women's sports, dude. That's his big hang up.
I am not that guy. I don't know why you're like treating me like I'm fucking.
I'm letting you go. I'm just gonna keep going.
No, you're looking at me like
I'm looking. I'm a good.
These are not my beliefs.
Just because you present transphobic, that's the way you identify, and we have to realize that about you.
I love trans. I love trans people, dude. I
don't know why I can't say that with a straight face.
I'm team T. I'm pushing T. Can we move on?
Guilty.
You guys are just leaving me out on a fucking branch right now.
418 at high level.
Woo!
Guys, I'm drinking non-alcoholic beer. I'm getting fucked up.
That's pretty sick.
It's
a little early.
I wanted to do it as like a bit. Fucking what?
Whoa,
that was sick.
Dude, you're not the same.
I keep thinking this.
Yeah, dude, you get so angry when you're drinking non-alcoholic beer.
It's 9:30 a.m.
I keep thinking this is a Smucker's flavored thing. Doesn't it look
like Smucker's?
It looks Smucker's.
How long have you been sober?
Like 3 years, but I smoke, you know, a ton of weed.
Smoking enough to get drunk.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I want to do shrooms again soon, but I'm like nervous because last time I cried in a hot tub on vacation when I did shrooms. So I don't know if I really want to do
why
it.
Why did you cry?
I don't know. I was just having a bad
your
time.
Your dick was stuck in the jet.
Yeah.
I knew this was a bad idea.
Oh, I was on vacation like over the weekend for Easter in Maine, and we stayed above like this small bar, and it was cool. It was open on Saturday, and they were nice and shit, whatever.
A bar was open on Saturday?
Yeah, but Sunday, Monday, they weren't open for some... Like, nothing was open in this town Sunday
Easter,
or Monday. Yeah. Well, whatever. So, the two bartenders were down there on Monday that we met on Saturday, and they were there with their, like, girlfriend and wife, and there was no one else there, and they were blaring, like...
That's sick to me.
Like, hitman, German, like... Ooh. Orgy techno. They had to have been
having.
You think
they're fucking
hitman German orgy.
You know what I'm talking about?
Orgy.
It's like a corgi.
What do you guys think?
I think they were fucking.
You think they were fucking?
And did you?
She had this lady. This lady was like. She looked like she would be in an orgy in Maine.
Dan,
you know what
like
I mean?
Too afraid to knock loud enough. Like he knocked, but he's like, I don't. I think they heard. I think they heard me.
Just throwing your keys in there.
Oh, like, looks like no one's here.
Oh, yeah, I'll fuck the sandstorm.
That would be sick.
Yeah, I'd come so fast.
Orgy-wise?
You just...
Folks.
You're just sticking it in on each other. You're like...
Is that my penis?
Yeah. I am dying on this episode.
Sorry, remember when I did the Grinch thing? That was fucking nuts.
Yep.
We're having fun, man. I got a wedding to go to. That's gonna suck.
Oh,
you
yeah.
go to a wedding every week.
Huh?
When's your wedding?
3.
Oh, like today.
Today.
Tyler's
yeah,
like, sure. Yeah, this wedding's gonna suck. He angled to be invited to this wedding.
That. I did not.
Whose wedding?
My friend Rachel.
Didn't she already get married?
And your friend Sean.
And my friend Sean, yeah, of course, yeah. It's gonna be fine. It's just, you know, I'm tired.
You're always tired.
It's just that it's in Bridgewater. And there's no like transportation, and there's no they didn't.
And
get
you're
out of the
a
hotel.
Drunk.
I'm a drunk.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you can't drive.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, you're not allowed to drive there.
Me and Logan had a treacherous drive the other day out to Worcester.
Treacherous little twins.
Yeah, we're treacherous little
treacherous
twins.
Treacherous little twins.
Yeah.
I was like thinking of you guys looking out the window at the scary rain. I was like, I hope the boys are okay.
My boys aren't home.
Actually, we saw like two people. In a position that I fully did not understand how they got there.
They had their backs up against the wall.
Doggy.
Yeah.
It's when you throw your legs over and you're jumping.
They're trying to suck their own dicks.
Wait, what were they? Were they
it crashed? It almost looked like they must have, at the last second, like tried to make the exit.
Or the other way, or were going off the exit and forgot they had to stay on. They crashed through the exit.
The exit, the big-ass exit sign was, like, on top of the car, and they were, like... The lady was, like... As we were driving by, she was, like, getting under it. Like,
yeah.
And I was, like, don't fucking get under the sign,
I'm
going
to try to push it.
It's okay. Just try to put the car back
It
together.
Was two women. We will say that. You know,
well,
that
you
would not happen
that,
to the fellas. We know how to handle the wheel.
Oh, we handled the wheel. You handled
Zach's
the wheel, yeah.
Not like that.
Yeah. I just remember that there's a video aspect. Every time you say something transphobic or misogynistic,
It's I comedy. I love the ladies. No matter.
I love the ladies.
I love the ladies. I don't care if they were born that way. It's fine by me.
Great defense.
Why are your apologies worse than your joke?
Pretty good.
Whoa. That might be the meanest thing that's ever been said to me.
Wow, gay guys are so mean.
There we go. Back to homophobia.
I'm fine with that one.
So one time, Will Smalley and Cam, both of them just like turned on me and they're just dunking on me. I was like, gay guys are so fucking mean.
This is the worst orgy I've ever been in.
You had.
I was like, I thought we were friends.
You're like, hi, I'd like they're to like report that.
They're like, we are friends. That's actually why we're being mean. I was like, yeah, I get that. I get that.
Oh, gay guys are being mean to me.
Yeah, obviously the hens are clucking.
Fourth time you use that
phrase. I love the hens. I love
girls hens. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's a classic.
I think, was that Zach A. that said that at Iron Furnace? I remember someone said, these hens won't shut up. And it was the first time I'd ever heard someone say that. And it was like a real moment
was
at a
Logan?
Show.
Might
yeah, it was
Logan.
Probably Logan.
It was not me. I only say it for the goof.
For the goof.
Zach A., before your time, a guy that we will not even call him a comic, but he would show up to open mics and cause like pandemonium.
Like he'd scream at everybody.
He'd be like, what's up, you fucking long-haired Hillary voting faggots?
And we'd all be like, oh, this is how we're starting. Okay.
Then he'd be like, this is a fucking used condom with period blood on it. I fucked this broad the other night. This is my dirty underwear. I shit myself the other night. Like, I was like, how is Carrot Top worse?
And he was like, he was like roided out. Like,
yeah, he was
crazy.
Yeah, it was unfortunately also a guy that nobody like was really like getting out of their seat to stop him because they were afraid that he'd beat the shit out of us.
I'm a prop comic and the props are all gross. This is awesome.
Do you think he was just like in the car beforehand, just like smearing ketchup on a condom? Like he's like, they're going to love this.
Yeah, I do. Because I don't think he actually like, I don't even think he actually shit the pants. I think he
no,
like put
it's
something
like a Hershey bar.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy's a hack.
This guy didn't even shit the pants.
Like, I want to see that. Like, that's really funny.
Yeah,
like, that guy getting ready to do this.
Yeah, he's like,
I fucking love this.
I remember.
He's like a wrestler that keeps, like, the fucking razor blade in his wristband so he can, like, cut his face when he's on the
Don't give away the secret to the ring, brother. Come on.
I didn't hate Zach A. when he first came.
Dude.
Like, do you remember, like, we would, like, talk to him. What?
No,
we would.
No,
I hated him.
I was about to bring up the same.
He was like friendly.
He was so nice.
Yeah.
Off stage, he'd be like, "Oh, can I sign up? Yeah. Oh, thanks so much, man, for the stage time. Like, I really appreciate it. Like, a lot of other places don't let me
get on stage.
I'm like, dude, you're always welcome here. Then you go up there and be like, I fucking raped a bitch and she bled everywhere. Everyone's like, you can't have this guy in your mic. And I'm like, but it's a place of free speech. Yeah.
You're like, you don't understand. He's a sweetheart.
Eventually, I had to go to him and be like, dude, it's not me, but you can't be here.
But like, you're like, you guys only know the comic. I know the man.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hate to do this, man, but Logan O'Brien says you can't perform here. If you have any issues,
oh,
you can
that's
talk
why
to him.
He beat the shit out of me.
That's right. Ooh, the good old days.
The good old days.
Yeah. He's like, he's calling me a long haired Hillary voter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you know this about me?
Remember when Logan cried when Trump got elected?
Yeah.
Yep.
I did not cry.
We were all in a car.
We were all in a car.
I did not cry. I was just very upset with what was going on.
We were in a car drinking Bush Lights. You were crying.
I was not crying.
Me and Dan were like, why is this kid crying?
You two are so retarded. You're like, is it like even a big deal, really?
Yeah.
Like,
I still don't think it was that big of a deal.
Jesus.
You're right. Things have only been like cool and normal ever since he got elected. Nothing fucking weird or bad has happened.
I mean, I wasn't pumped, but I wasn't like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, all right,
yeah. Yeah, but that's because you guys are like,
what? Go ahead.
You're like, willfully ignorant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Cut to November, the exact same thing is happening.
I can't believe it happened again.
It's fucking gross. I'm going to storm the Capitol if that happens, dude.
Interesting.
Overturn the election.
I want to be part of
it. I'm going to be like, where is AOC's office? I just kind of want to talk to her.
Oh boy.
Hey girl. Hey girl, what up?
Yeah.
So
you work here on
transphobic man storms the Capitol.
I'm not transphobic.
Yeah. I want to be part of a revolution.
I do want to be part of a revolution.
If they didn't pronounce it like that, though, I'm out.
Yeah. I don't want to be like Antifa or the other guys. I want to be like
Antifa or the other guys.
The bad guys. Who are the other guys?
The other bad guy. Antifa's not bad.
They're both bad.
Antifa's a little wild.
Antifa's, first of all, what
is one group stormed the Capitol.
And that was not Antifa.
No, it was not Antifa.
Yeah. What do you think What does Antifa stand for?
Anti-fascist?
Yeah. So I would say we could probably agree. Probably
good.
Fundamentally good ideas going on over there.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. The other ones are the Proud Boys.
Oh, that's thank you.
Yeah,
there
you know,
it is.
You know the very cool group called the Proud Boys.
Hey, we're going based off name. Proud Boys alone seems fine. It seems like you're just proud. But
I don't trust any boy that's proud, dude. Men should have shame, like inherent. You know, you're built.
Boy, and I won't stand for this.
you know, in like Christianity, you're born with like original sin, and that's why you have to get baptized to like absolve you of original sin. That is like Proud Boy seems like. You should not be a Proud Boy. Your boys are born with original sin.
I want there to be like a government.
Do you guys get what I'm saying?
Yes. I want there to be like a government.
It's, like it's called
like,
pride.
Like not two sides, not the bad guys and the bad guys. Just everyone hates the government.
That's what.
Because it's like a dictator.
You're
right?
So close to being
dictator.
A Proud Boy. It's insane. Like everybody hates the government.
No, we all have a.
Seems like everyone hating a dictator seems more Antifa
dictator.
Than
yeah.
Proud Boys. Yeah,
hating
that's what he
a
wants.
Dictator, and then we. Win back our nation.
You want to fight for the country.
The country, yeah.
Like John Adams did.
But like against, yes.
You want to fight for what's right.
I want to.
Yeah, so that
I want to rebel.
Yeah, but that'll never.
I wish I had something to rebel against.
I want to rebel against something.
Dude, what?
We have nothing
that's literally,
against.
Yes, that's like literally class,
straight,
what the Black
guys.
Lives
Matter. No one's oppressing us.
That's what the Black Lives Matter protests were for. That's what like the women's rights like,
oh, okay. I don't
marches
do
are for. Yeah, no, that's why you are proud.
No,
you are proud for it. You're
no,
like, no, I actually,
shit
I just wish there was like a government official I could rally against.
Yeah, I don't
you
like
are, you were like two different friends in high school away from being at the Capitol on January 6th.
That's a good point. Yeah, I'm actually pretty far from that because that involves a lot of work, to be honest.
No, I think you could be galvanized.
I don't think I could.
I don't think I could be galvanized.
I think I'm gonna. I think I can do this. I'm gonna go deep undercover, and I'm gonna turn them both into Proud Boys and get them to storm.
It
the
seems
Capitol.
Like more
no,
like
think
a thing.
Other,
you
want to move them in the other direction.
He wants to be part of a
no. I just I just want to prove that like they're that close.
I'm gonna be a Proud Boy for 3 years because no. Tyler will definitely do it too.
No, but we don't need this energy.
Like,
I think the best case scenario is you infiltrate them and convince them not to vote.
Tyler already doesn't vote.
It's very
true.
Vote?
Actually, I drove Tyler to vote one time, and he literally
allegedly.
Voted as his dad because they have the same name.
So technically,
but I got him to vote for Bernie Sanders in the primary in 2020.
You didn't get me to vote for. That's who I would have voted for. I just didn't want to go to the school down the street.
But. Right, you're not registered to vote.
Right, I am now though.
I don't want everything to become annoying. Everything's going to become annoying.
It's
going to
be
again.
A little annoying.
It's
like
no one's going to shut the fuck up about
that's the only
anything.
Reason you don't want Donald Trump to
yes,
be like, it's going to be like really annoying
fucking
for me.
That's what happened last
I don't
time.
Give a fuck about politics. I hate when people
that,
talk
but
about
that's
it.
Such a point of privilege.
No, but
yeah, it's like, great. I'm white as fuck.
Brother,
I grew up in Quincy.
Use that
yeah, awesome.
But that's you gotta be an ally, bro. You can't.
I
like,
am
let
an ally. My best friend's a fucking refugee from Afghanistan.
You with your legs on the wall, like they're all wasting their time out there.
I'm busy doing stuff like
I
that.
I know. It's a revolution. Revolution.
A revolution.
The revolution.
It's like the. Like little lame punk kid in me, like from childhood, is like fuck everything, and yeah. I still have that in my head where I'm like, all this fucking sucks. Like we're just humans,
punk, but punk rock is super like liberal minded.
Yeah, it was
like,
inherently very political.
Yeah, it's like literally stems.
You're
on,
just
like,
thinking of your own sanitized
I'm all like,
version.
I'm more like
it.
Fuck the Queen. You know what I mean? I'm more British punk.
Like, yeah, yeah. I see you listening to the Sex Pistols all the time. Also, fucking, they're
fuck
like
the
they're
queen.
Weirdly right wing, but whatever.
You on the street corner, like take down the Queen. She's dead, right?
And the monarchy.
Yeah, she's dead. Yeah. Well. You want
yeah, now the the king has got cancer.
Oh,
boy. And supposedly Kate Middleton has cancer, but we don't know really what's going on.
The
over
Kate
there.
Middleton stuff, I thought that Diana. That's all I want to say.
You think that?
I did too.
I thought they did, but then she was like, "I got cancer," and then
sure,
but
yeah right.
But, oh, but they said the video that she put out saying she has cancer. Like people were like speculating that it was like a deep fake.
Mm. Yeah, they thought it was like AI. The hand was weird. It was edited very odd.
Interesting.
How about those earthquakes?
Fuck
before yeah. Before we go, do you guys think the world's gonna end?
Dude, actually, I was talking with Tills about this.
Two earthquakes in New York City?
Dude, and Instagram has gone down like 3 times in the last month, and like Facebook, and I'm like, something weird is going on. I do think like I don't know what's happening.
It's like the beginning of that movie with Julia Roberts. But it's happening way slower.
Pretty Woman.
Know what I mean? Yes.
Ocean's 12?
No, that new one that Obama produced.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It's pretty cool.
I produced this earthquake.
Me and Bruce.
Two earthquakes back to back. We're all
going
to die.
Social media going down. I am like... clips. I feel like the 2024 election is going to have some like very weird shit go on with like voting.
Voting fraud, yeah.
Ooh, it smells like bacon.
I mean.
I think because.
You will do anything to not talk about politics. You're like, oh, an election's coming up. I think there's bacon outside. Let's go outside.
That was nuts. I think there's going to be fishy things in 2024 election.
Okay.
You go, I like breakfast.
This is why I hate politics. As a kid.
Bacon 2024.
Yeah. I'd vote for that, to be honest.
Yeah, put bacon on the ballot.
When I was a kid, I used to have to go to these fucking... I used to have to, like, stand outside with a sign and, like, go, like, flyer for all these fucking school committee and mayors and all this shit for Quincy. I hate politics. They all just pay each other off and suck each other off.
Yeah.
Ooh.
When you rebel.
Good take.
I'll suck myself, goddammit.
Is it Dan's anti-government because he thinks that's what's keeping him from sucking his own dick? He's like, there's always a fucking middleman. I always gotta get somebody else to suck my dick.
Upside down,
I want to
like,
cut out the government and just suck myself.
Yeah, they're
gonna tax me sucking my own dick.
You in a park like, with a megaphone saying all this?
I'm just trying to support small businesses. The small business is my cock, and I'm trying to support it with my own mouth.
This pud.
Yes, I got a shirt. This is it.
Let's go.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, so you support small businesses.
It says support small businesses and points to my penis. I made it.
That's sick.
It's a sick
shirt. You didn't make it.
I didn't make it. Well, I designed
it. You suggested it.
I designed it. And then send it to the lady. Actually, I designed it. She tweaked my design. It isn't as good as I want it to be.
Oh.
You should make a shirt of a bunch of cut up gay porn.
Ooh, and sell
it
after shows.
That's the print. But like, actually, you can't tell
what
it is.
I do kind of not hate that. Like, a shredded, like.
Because you can't get in trouble for that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you show no actual body part. Maybe, like, half a tit.
But it's all, like, suggestion.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
that's
right?
The merch.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
What else do you got? What's your Instagram?
We're done. What else do you got? You got porn cut up. You've got political opinions.
Yeah, what time?
You can't suck your own dick.
Hour
six?
Yeah. Zach Stewart on Instagram?
Yep. Z Stewart, Stewart, 410.
Hell yeah.
Is 410 your area code?
It is my birthday.
Oh wow.
Happy birthday.
Next Wednesday.
Early birthday.
It's next Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, this will come out on Tuesday. I still haven't put out the last episode.
Happy birthday, Zach.
Thank you.
Wow. And we'll talk after about all the Shark Tank ideas that we came up with.
Yeah.
We are proprietary owners of any idea that was established
porn
on social
media. You run some shows, right?
Yeah, I run Homo Erratic. The next show is April 18th.
Sick.
Two gay shows
don't
at
go
the
to that.
Same.
Don't go to that.
Two gay shows at the same time.
Yeah.
Scotty, set the podcast.
So, the live South Shore Proud Boys podcast.
But
oh, shit. You should have shut it off.
Every third Thursday at Club Cafe.
Okay.
Every first Saturday at Distraction Brewing, I run a show called Fruits by the Foot. And then.
It's a great name.
Thank you.
Wow.
We hand out Fruits by the Foot. We used to have people go up and race without using their hands of who could eat it the fastest.
Cool.
So maybe we'll bring that back.
Do you have to be gay to come to the show?
No. You be straight to go to the show.
No, you have to be
gay to come at the show.
Stopping you at the door. Suck this dick.
Dance like I'm coming in.
And then Mendoza Line every Saturday.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. Go check out Zach. Go check out those shows. April 18th. Check out our
April
show.
April 18th.
Or if we're too straight for you, go to Zach.
And on April 18th, if you're buying tickets online, you can use the first name of whichever your favorite boy is to get a 20% discount.
Scotty's
on
in the lead.
Tickets.
Yes. Yep. Are you in the lead right now?
Scotty's in the lead.
I'm here and I'm in the lead.
I'm here and I'm in the lead.
Because
the promo
my roommate used Scotty's name instead of Mira Tyler, so she wouldn't play favors between the two of us.
That's
she hates Dan.
All right. Everybody, have a great
Dan
night.
Did
great day. Thank you. Bye. Be safe out there with the earthquakes and the election and everything. Bye.
Terrific.
Wow. We did it.